Talking about high school basketball from yesterday in the Kabul Holiday Tournament, Bunker beat Plato 71-22. Lincoln got a win over Mammoth Spring 47-43. Norwood got a win over Houston 59-48. Looks like Salem beat Somersville 66-30. Liberty got a win over Dora 71-38. Gainesville beat Winona 60-49. Mansfield beat Kabul 92-51. And Alton beat Eminence 76-59. In the Pink and White Tournament yesterday, in the pink side, the West Plains Lady Zizzers beat Mount Vernon 89-47. They were led by Ainsley McWilliams with 18. On the white side of the bracket, the Thayer Lady Cats beat Greenwood 77-48. Thayer was led by Riley Davis with 42. And talking about the Blue and Gold Tournament in the Gold Division, West Plains beat Greenwood 59-51. Branson beat Willow Springs 72-60. Ozark beat Ava 75-50. In the Blue Division, Mountain Grove beat Miller 60-37. In the Gainesville Lady Dog Holiday Tournament, Bakersfield beat Kabul 63-26. In the 12th Annual Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament, Bunker got a win over Willow Springs 56-46. And high school basketball will continue today as well. In the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the loser bracket, Mammoth Spring plays Plato, Houston plays Somersville, Dora plays Winona, and Eminence plays Kabul. In the semifinals, Bunker's set to play Licking, Norwood will play Salem, Missouri, Liberty plays Gainesville, and Alton plays Mansfield on K-Country 95. That'll kick off around 7:30. In the Pink and White Tournament, the pink side, West Plains Lady Zizzers play Ozark. That game's on 100.9 The Train. On the white side, the Thayer Lady Cats play Kickapoo. In the Blue and Gold Tournament, in the Gold Division, Willow Springs will play Buffalo, West Plains plays Ozark. In the Blue Division, Mountain Grove will play Republic. In the Gainesville Lady Dog Holiday Tournament, Gainesville plays Mansfield, and Plato will play Bakersfield. Other games around the area, in Arkansas, Couch is set to play Viola. And to talk about some college football here, the Missouri Tigers and the Virginia Cavaliers are both chasing history as they meet tonight at Everbank Stadium for the Gator Bowl. Missouri is ranked number 25 and entering at 8-4 on the season, and they look to secure a third straight 9-win season, a feat never before accomplished in program history. And for number 20, Virginia, they're 10-3 on the season, and they aim to reach 11 wins for the first time, setting up a high-stakes matchup with postseason bragging rights on the line. Odds makers list Missouri at a 4.5-point favorite, according to BetMGM Sportbook, despite the Tigers taking the field without starting quarterback Bo Pribula, who announced last week he will enter the transfer portal. Freshman Matt Zollers is expected to lead the Tigers' offense in his absence. Missouri also enters the game, adjusting on the sidelines. Offensive coordinator Kirby Moore departed to become the head coach of Washington State, prompting head coach Eli Drinkwitz to turn to a collaborative approach for the play-calling duties. Drinkwitz said Moore can't serve two masters and has fully shifted to his new role. Newly hired coordinator Chip Lindsey will not coach tonight, instead observe as preparation continues for the next season. Kickoff is set for 6:30 tonight in Jacksonville as both programs look to close their seasons with a statement win and a place in their respective record books. And to wrap up our sports today with some college basketball, they will resume next week. The schedule here on Monday, number 18 Arkansas, they will host James Madison. Missouri State is at Delaware. On December the 30th, Arkansas State hosts Arkansas Tech. On January the 3rd, Missouri will host Florida. And on January the 7th, MSU West Plains plays Link Prep.